Welcome to Talking Up Eagle Mountain, where we discuss a variety of topics related to Eagle Mountain City government, services, programs, and goals. I'm Mayor Tom Westmoreland, and I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about the Senior Council and charitable giving. It's that time of year when we focus a little more on others and charitable giving. We are grateful to have with us Joy Roberts from our Senior Council Chair. Thank you for being here. We also have Vanessa Monson from Mortenson Construction and Colby Curtis, one of our city council members. Thank you all for being here. And go ahead, you can go ahead and talk. It's all right, go ahead and jump in.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Also our production team, we have Evan Barrett and Linda Peterson. Joy, let's go ahead and start with you if we can. Can we talk a little bit about our senior council? And give us a little bit of a background on what this senior council is, where it came from, and what its goals are.
Well, it was formed in about 2006. Carol Johnson found a need for her to be involved with seniors, and it was formed then. My husband and I started getting active in 2008. The first event we attended was an ice cream social, and we found out about it from a sign-up list that was in the utilities department when we first moved here. That grew from there to they started having bingo night. At our first bingo night, we had, I think, 8 people, and we average about 25 now. I've been the chairman since July of 2013. Before that, I worked as the arts and crafts person. I wasn't official member of the council. I've worked with 4 mayors, and Mayor Penninger was very involved in acquiring the funding to remodel the public safety building into a senior citizen building for us, and we love it.
He was very supportive of the senior council, and it was great to finally get that facility.
Oh, yes. We've been in it just a little over a year. In September of this year, we were able to start serving meals. We serve meals 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Thursdays at 12 o'clock. The seniors, the meal to them is, they can just give a donation. They recommend $3, but if they don't have $3, they don't have to pay. People under 60, if they want to come and eat with us, it's $6. But we just need to know by noon the day before.
I have yet to get over there and have lunch with you. One of these days I'm going to have to do that.
You need to. We have an oil painting class, and we have a lot of paintings hanging in our center that were done by the senior citizens. The last 2 weeks, we've had a sculpting class, and all these classes are taught by volunteers. Our senior program is really ran by volunteers. We've had some service projects that we've did, and some of them are we planted the flowers at the cemetery. We've did that for the last 2 years. We've made pillowcases and took them to the pediatric unit at Utah Valley Hospital, because when a child is in there, they send them home with their own pillow. We decorated pumpkins and took them to the hospital for them to give to the children. They let us know how many, and we took, but they had to be painted, not carved. We've made book bags for the library, plus bookmarks, and we've made table decorations for the Alpine Nursing Home. Besides, we did little Easter treat baskets for the Meals on Wheels people to deliver.
It really is great how much good the Seniors Council does in our community. And they do a lot of fun things. It's a very active group that makes a big difference here. Certainly, now that we're quickly approaching Thanksgiving, the Senior Council has joined with Mortenson Construction to do the Thanksgiving baskets. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, the seniors have been doing this for years on their own, but we could serve like three people. Now, with the help of Mortensen and Facebook, we're going to serve 20 people. They'll have a good, balanced Thanksgiving dinner. And last year when we went to deliver them, I went to every home because I just want to know that the senior citizens are doing things for other people. We're just not wanting people to do things for us. I need to thank the people, other people that serve on my council. And then even though my husband isn't a member of the council, I couldn't do this without him. He follows me around. But I just love serving. This is the first community I've lived in where I got to know the mayor and the other members of the city council and started participating in the what goes on in the city.
It really is a wonderful relationship that we all enjoy, and we appreciate everything you do, both for our seniors and for the rest of our community. So thank you, Joy. Let's go now to Vanessa Monson from Mortensen Construction. So welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So Vanessa, tell us a little bit about Mortensen Construction's involvement with the Thanksgiving baskets. How did all that come about, and what are the goals there?
Sure. So one of our superintendents last year got involved with it with Joy and the senior council. They did 20 families last year, and it was just something that Mortensen was really inspired by, and we loved joining and partnering with them, and so we did that again this year. And today we will be shopping for all of the goods, and tonight at 4 o'clock we'll be meeting at the senior center and putting all those baskets together to deliver.
Now, what are I've seen these baskets in years past, and they're pretty amazing. I mean, these are chocked full of stuff. This isn't dinner out of a can. What kind of things go into that basket?
We have turkeys, we have rolls, we have butter, we have pies, we have potatoes, sweet potatoes, pickles, olives, cranberry sauce, anything you could possibly think of for a family. They'll have a great Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, those really are. It makes me hungry just thinking about it. So, Vanessa, can you give us a little bit of a review of other things that Mortensen has done in here in Eagle Mountain, since starting the Facebook data center project?
So we've been very involved with the community here. We've been inspired by everybody. We've partnered with you guys. We've partnered with the police department, the schools here in the district or here in the area. We've done the backpack drives 2 years now. This will be our second year for Thanksgiving basket. We did the Eagle Mountain Giving Tree last year, where we served 21 families here in the community. That will be starting next week as well for the community again. In October, we did breast cancer awareness. And for the whole month of October, all of the people on our team for Mortensen Craft and it was Mortensen Craft office and Facebook, we did a volunteer service. So we did volunteers for healing to hoofbeats. Hoofbeats to healing.
Hoofbeats to healing, yes.
Sorry. We did Tabitha's Way. We did the Ronald McDonald House. And we did over 250 hours of service throughout the community. Last Thursday, we started our construction project. So we got donations for the entire month of November of canned foods and boxed foods. And then last Thursday, we had a competition amongst everybody on the job site, and they built a structure, and yourself came to judge along with some other folks throughout the community, students and principals and whatnot. And then all of that food was donated to Tabitha's Way in American Fork.
Great. That's one of the fascinating things about the involvement of Mortensen Construction. It's not like Mortensen just writes a check and says, here you go. But we see employees donating a lot of volunteer time. Certainly, I don't know if you mentioned it, but certainly Mortenson has been involved with our semi-annual cleanups and helping to manage dumpsters and all of that, and that's been a big help too. So there's we really appreciate all the things that Mortenson Construction does and their employees. Really accepting in Eagle Mountain City as their home and taking responsibility to make it better. And we really appreciate that.
And we're excited to be here, and we're just grateful at the opportunities that we have here and how much we've been welcomed into the city.
Great. Well, thank you, Vanessa. So let's turn now to Councilmember Colby Curtis. Thanks
Hello.
For being here, Colby.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit from the city council's perspective, what it means to the city to have involvement from companies like Mortenson Construction, the benefit that they bring to our community.
Yeah, so Vanessa's talked about some of the charitable contributions to various entities, and it's very important work. One of the things that she didn't mention that I think has been great for our residents has been, you know, a couple of years ago they did food truck vouchers with Facebook to give everyone that came to our Halloween celebration got free food because of them. So that very directly helps all of our residents.
When you're providing free food for thousands of people, that's a makings for a party right there. That's a big deal.
Yes, and while it's not an expectation that they're always going to do that, that could have been an individual thing, but it was a really great way to show the community that they were here and part of us. And multiple times at the Halloween celebration as well, they've done candy for the kids. And we're not talking a Tootsie Roll. We're talking some good candy, you know. So all of those little things, they really do add up. And I do think it's really amazing that they've done mobilization efforts. I know that Linda's reached out to them and said, hey, can you send some volunteers? They mobilize and they send volunteers to help out. And that's something that's new to me. That's unheard of. I have never experienced that from a corporate organization. So we're very glad to have them in our community. And that's just tip of the iceberg kind of thing. And so, yeah, grateful to have them.
Yeah, definitely. And certainly I know Mortenson has also been supportive of Alpine School District and Cedar Valley High School and all of our schools. So, so Mortenson does a lot, and we appreciate it and certainly want to recognize that and make sure everyone knows what good neighbors you are.
Thank you.
And just to add, I believe they are actually the top donor in the Alpine School District.
I have heard that, and that's impressive. That's impressive when you consider what kind of companies are in the Alpine School District. We don't have to name any, but we know, with all the technology companies and Silicon Slopes and all that, they're all there.
Well, and not to steal a little bit of the thunder there, but the top two are Facebook Mortenson and Tyson. So there are companies, and that shows we have great community partners here.
Definitely. Well, Colby, talk to us now too about you are the liaison on the city council for the senior council. Tell us what your experience has been like there working with the seniors.
Yeah, first of all, the seniors make that liaison assignment extremely easy. So I go and I try to help and communicate, and happy to do so. But they are rock stars. There's no better term than rock stars for our seniors. They have tons of people out serving, volunteering at events. You know, in some ways, they kind of put the city council to shame as far as being able to get people involved. And I look up to them and their efforts to do that. They, with this project that we've been talking about, they came to me and they said, hey, we want to make sure that this is all good to go. Get us in contact with with Mortensen, with Linda, and make, you know, make this happen. So it was easy for me to do. I just had to connect some people, but they're on top of things, and I appreciate the work they do. They've just started these meals that Joy was talking about to try to offer another benefit to the seniors in our community. And one of the things that's personally been very helpful to me is that a couple years ago, after my dad died, my mom moved down to this area, and they don't focus on just people in Eagle Mountain. They reach out to other seniors in the area. And so I told them about my mom who had come down to Saratoga, and they put her on the list, and they send birthday cards to people, to our seniors. They send out email blasts. My mom has not yet come to an event, but if you're not a senior and you have senior family in the area, get them on this list and they can start getting communication from our senior council and have a place to belong. And that's personally touching to me, and I appreciate that.
Definitely. That's a great resource too. One of the things that the seniors council can do is connect the city with individual members of our community and be aware of their needs. In fact, Joy, can we come back to you? And let me ask you that question. What do you see out there? What are the most significant needs of the seniors in our community?
Well, the one thing I see right now is they come for a friend. They need friends. And I was told by the group that entertained us at our Christmas dinner last year that we seemed like we all knew each other. And a lot of us would not have known even one or two of the people that come to seniors if it hadn't been, you know, for a group organization. When they come to lunch, they eat their lunch and then they sit there and visit, and sometimes it's an hour or two, or sometimes we have an organized game afterwards, like Bunko or Canasta. But it's, I think the senior programs and this meal program were formed to get the seniors out of their homes and eating a meal, a nutritious meal, with other people, rather than popping your TV dinner into the microwave and eating it. The food is good. I mean, it's...
Now, Joy, you mentioned the meals. So one thing that our listeners might not be aware of is, now correct me if I'm wrong, but this is in coordination with Meals on Wheels.
Well, Mountain Land Association of Government Governed runs Meals on Wheels plus the meal program.
Okay.
So kind of it's separate but together. The same person that delivers our meals out here delivers the Meals on Wheels to people in this area.
Okay, and so the Meals on Wheels program goes out to individuals in our community. It's delivered to them at home.
Yes.
And ready to go. So just they can just warm it up. And
they could probably just sit down and eat it right then, because it comes warm.
So tell us also, with the Seniors Center, what are the plans there? Describe to us what all you have there, and what are your plans to evolve that? What do you anticipate happening there?
What do we have?
Well you mentioned, obviously you have a full kitchen, right?
Yeah, we have a really great kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I have found out that we have a better kitchen than some of the other senior centers that have been around for a while.
And then you mentioned painting and other crafts, so you've got those types of facilities, right?
We have one room that is dedicated to oil painting, because I had to cover the floor with tarps so we wouldn't get oil paint on. But we use that room. But then we do crafts. This might sound funny. We painted bowling pins and made them look like jack-o'-lanterns and ghosts and snowmen. And the seniors just love that. They love to be able to come and do something. A lot of them say, I don't like crafts, but they'll come and do something.
Yeah, that's great. So for those that don't know, now where is our Senior Citizens Center located?
It's at 1632 East Heritage Drive. If you're in, it's in City Center, and if you go through the roundabout and head to the fire station and turn in at the fire station, we're kind of behind the fire station. We're not hard to find. Just go to the paved parking lot with handicap parking.
All right. And if any of our listeners would like to get in contact with you, or if they have further questions, how can they reach you?
We have a telephone number with an answering machine on it. And the number is 801-789-6660. There is an answering machine, and I usually answer it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Weekends, it doesn't get answered, but we're there. I am personally there Wednesday from about 10 to 2:30 or 3 o'clock, and Thursday the same from about 10 to 2:30 or 3. Then we have our Monday night activities, which we just had bingo last Monday night, and we have a potluck dinner. And it's amazing, we always end up with enough food to feed an army, so, yeah.
Joy, now tell me, if someone would like to attend any of these events at the Senior Center, mm-hmm. and they have difficulty with transportation, what means do we have? Do we have any way of getting them there?
Well... That's another story. We have our own bus, but we don't have a driver in the evenings. I have to arrange way ahead of time for
okay.
a driver.
So if we plan ahead, then we might be able to do something.
Like we're going to have a Christmas dinner on the 13th of December, and I think I can get a bus driver to go pick up people that can't drive, because I work with, Jeff Scott that works for the city.
Okay.
He does a lot of driving in the evening when Carl is not available. But, we'd like to get where we could, during the day, go out and pick people to bring them in for lunch, but that's not something we do right now. We do have one of our senior citizens that is working as a senior companion. This is a program sponsored. I'm not going to be able to tell you who sponsors it, but it's through Utah County. And she has one lady that she picks up and brings to the center for meals and takes her home and watches over her while she's there. And she takes her shopping and things. But there is a senior companion program. And I don't think you have to be a senior to be involved in it, but you might, I don't know. But if anybody in the community wanted to volunteer to be a senior companion, just let me know. And
great.
I can put her in contact with the right people.
We know our seniors have challenges, and we want to do everything we can to assist them. Mm-hmm. And are there any other challenges that seniors have that that perhaps we ought to be aware of? As far as the senior council, you mentioned, volunteers are welcome of any age, really, mm-hmm. right?
So at Christmas time, I have a family volunteer to come serve our Christmas dinner, with the help of Linda. And other members of the city. I only ask for two people. But as far as the challenges they have, some of them might need rides to doctor's appointments, or if they're going to go on a trip, they might need a ride to the airport. And we've pretty much worked that out through our senior group right now.
Great. Well, thank you, Joy, and we look forward to the continued growth of the Senior Council and all of the good things they do for seniors and for the rest of the the community. So thank you. Vanessa, let's go back to you for just a moment. So how can Eagle Mountain City support the goals that Mortenson has in our community?
I believe that we have joined very well to support those goals, and we help you guys get to where you need to be and where we need to be. And I don't know that there's really a milestone that we can get to.
It seems to be working pretty well. It's just keep going.
Huh? Right.
So now, Vanessa, you're not a newbie to Eagle Mountain. You're familiar with the history here, and I'm sure you have your own perspective about Eagle Mountain and Mortenson being here. Would you mind sharing with us just a little bit of your background?
Sure. I moved out here to Eagle Mountain when there was a four-way stop sign at the crossroads of 73 and Redwood. I've lived here 16 years. I don't currently live here, but I was here for 16 years. My kids attended Pony Express Park Elementary, Vista, and graduated from Westlake. Honestly, I have worked for several GCs within Utah. Mortenson is definitely fits the values that I have personally, with being giving back to the community, being involved with the community, being aware of the things that are going on here. I have seen a huge change just with Mortenson, with being involved with the cleanups. I mean, we get down and dirty with everybody else. And when they did the volunteer days, is that what it was called?
For the cleanup? Volunteer cleanup?
Yeah, when you had the whole entire community involved, mm-hmm. and we came out and helped paint fences. And I mean, it's just great to be involved and get to know everybody. And we do have a lot of our team out here that does actually live here in the community. When they transplanted from their various locations, they came here to Eagle Mountain. So there's a lot of resources here.
Well, it's really exciting for me to see the positive impact and the synergy, if you will, when a company like Mortenson joins with the Senior Council and other groups in the city to really make a big impact. And it really, because it really is our volunteers and those that step up that really do make the difference. And that difference shows. Sometimes we might take it for granted, but we definitely enjoy that positive impact. Colby Curtis, anything, we're getting close on time. Anything you want to add before we wrap
just
it up?
Extremely quickly, just thinking about, I get multiple requests a year for opportunities for people to help. And I think it would be extremely valuable for youth groups, for scouts, for our youth council even. I was a liaison previously for that, to work with the seniors. There's a wealth of knowledge and experience that our seniors have that is inspiring to me. I learn a lot from them every time that I meet with them. And, you know, I feel like I'm finally an adult, but they just have so much to offer, and it's a good relationship. You can help them, and they can help you. And it's a great opportunity to be able to enrich each of us in our community.
Well, great. Thank you. I want to thank you all for being here. So this concludes another podcast of Talking Up Eagle Mountain. And please tell your friends to join in and listen, because this is really valuable information. This is an opportunity to really just sit in on a meeting and get inside information and become more familiar. So these are broadcast every Monday. And please let us know if you have any ideas of subject matter that you would like us to cover. Again, you have been listening to Talking Up Eagle Mountain Podcast. Thank you very much.
Hello, Evan here. If you would like to suggest a topic for a future episode of the podcast, you can send an email to info@emcity.org or send a text message to 801-358-1175. That's 801-358-1175.